The following is a special announcement for listeners of the Where is God's Word program with Bruce Musselman. On the morning of May 15th, Brother Bruce Musselman went home to be with the Lord following a short illness. His last new radio program aired just 8 days before his passing. Please join me in praying for the Musselman family and Bruce's friends and colleagues. For now and the next couple of months, we will be airing classic Bruce Musselman programs from our archives. We trust you will be edified and encouraged by these vintage programs. Now, let's join this week's edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. Welcome to Where is God's Word with your host, Bruce Musselman, brought to you by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church of Aurora, Ohio. Bruce combines over 40 years of experience as a pastor, Bible teacher, and author. This program addresses topics surrounding the authority and inerrancy of the Bible. Here now with this week's edition of Where is God's Word is Bruce Musselman.
And I'm so glad to meet with you today, and we're one day closer to the time when the Lord Jesus comes back and straightens up the mess, and it's going to be heaven on earth when he takes over. And so the Bible says that we can rejoice because our redemption draweth nigh, and he's going to win. He has won every battle in the past, and he will win the final victory. And we read the end of the book, and it says in the end of the book that he wins, and because of that, we win. But I would like to talk to you today about another subject that I think is so important that preachers and Christian workers constantly bring up to God's people, and that is the great love that God has for each one of his people that is saved, that are born again, that love the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to talk about that. And so we're going to talk about that today, and so we can thank the Lord that we have evidence. You know, in the secular world, they talk about faith as sort of a leap in the dark. It's something with no evidence, but they say in science there's evidence. Well, that is so false because the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And our faith in Jesus Christ is based on infallible proof according to the Word of God. And it is based on evidence. And when a person rejects the faith in Jesus, they're rejecting the evidence that God has given us. And so the things that the Bible has predicted, and God said, I know the past, I know the future, and he said, the other gods, the false gods, they don't know that, but I know it. And so the Bible is very specific in hundreds of detailed prophecies, and right now they're coming to pass right in front of our eyes. And so we should talk about prophecy because the Word of God talks about it, and that's how we know that the Bible is true, because of that. And so also, I would like to thank some of the churches that are supporting us, and Mantoway Country Baptist Church is supporting this ministry. And my ministry right now primarily is to uphold the Bible as God's Word, because if you got a false Bible, then it attacks the deity of Christ. It attacks the idea that Jesus is God in the false Bibles. And then also it puts under question every word of the Bible. And we know from the evidence of history that Jesus said that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. It would be easier for the sun, moon, and stars to disintegrate and go out of existence than his words to pass away, because the words of the Lord are pure words and are as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And the God of this universe that can move those stars by within a fraction of a second, and they tell time by the stars because they're so consistent. The God, his name is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he upholds all things by the word of his power. The God that can move those stars, he can protect his words. And we in this program know where they are, and that's what this program is all about. We know that from history, that those words were protected in the received text that has come down to us in our King James Bible. And the proof of it is that God's people had the Bible. Is in the book of 1 Peter, it states that the words, you're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And so the living word of God continues on and it abides. That is, Christians have it. And it says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And the word of God says we can look at the perfect law of God. It's not some ethereal cloud or mist or trying to find out what the originals say, which is not ever mentioned in the Bible. That's a rationalistic false doctrine. We have the original English. And it's based on a text that God has preserved through the centuries. And the proof of this text is in the ancient museums all over Europe. These ancient Bibles are there. And they may not have the same text in the English, but they have the same received text in the different languages. And actually, much of the words in the King James start out with the ancient Gothic that was translated as far back as about 250 by Euphilus. And so many of the same words. And so this text is continued on, and we have it today, but the false ones, of course, come from Alexandria. And, you know, in they had a teacher, and it's so significant when the Bible says something to catch what it is saying and understand every word means something. But the mixed-up Bible scholar was named Apollos. And he had two people that were straightening him out that helped him out to get the truth of the Word of God, and that was Priscilla and Aquila. Well, you, of course, Aquila was the man, but Priscilla was the lady. And God has raised up his men and also raised up his women, but the Lord has given us a Priscilla today, and that is Mrs. Gail Riplinger. And she is one of the most outstanding Christian ladies that I have ever met. And she has a long list of scholarly achievements. She is a professor at Kent State and studied Harvard, Cornell, and a brilliant person that has written so many incredible books. Every time I read a new book that she writes, I'm just amazed. I was reading today, Which Bible is God's Word? And it sounds like Jesus answering the Pharisees in there when they're bringing up questions. She's answering with scripture verses that she finds all over the Bible. She can just answer. And the only thing that surpasses her knowledge seems to be her wisdom. And she has written a book recently, and she was the one that wrote New Age Bible Versions. I heard one preacher, he said, well, don't give me that book. And I think sometimes the scripture verses, it says, they received not the love of the truth. And, you know, I think as a preacher, if you have people in your congregation reading books, you ought to read them and show them, if they're reading the wrong book, how they're wrong in a humble and kind way. And they're saying today, these churches are all saying every word of the Bible is true, but then if you want to point out a Bible that is true, they don't believe that they have one. They say they do, but then they don't. It's hard to even explain. It's total chaos and confusion. I call them the chaos cult. And we have a Bible today, and James says you can look at the perfect law of liberty. It's something you can look at. And the Apostle Paul talks about handling the Word of God. You can handle it. You can hold it. I can look at the King James Bible right now, and I have the Word of God. I can handle it. And the Bible says the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. You know, we know in so many ways why the Authorized King James Bible is true. Today, I read in not too long ago a report, and some pollster was studying this, and he said that over 60% of the people that read the Bible every day are reading the King James. Now, why was that when 200 translations have come out and they disappear? I remember translations even 20 or 30 years ago that were being promoted, and you hardly hear about them today. But this one continues on. Why? Because the Word of God liveth and abideth forever. If it's alive, it can reproduce itself, and it abides. That is, it's going to be with the Christian forever. And Jesus never talked about originals. He talked about what he had. He said, it is written. And the Bible says every word of God is pure. I see these books that I read, and I've been reading these textual historians for years. And I can name them from Metzger and Ayland and Bruce and Fee and White, and I've and many others, and I've been reading them for years. But sometimes when they teach this to preachers, they give you a lot of information. Still don't, it doesn't tell you anything. But I tell you, Mrs. Ripplinger, God has raised her up for this time. And that New Age Bible versions, I don't understand a preacher that here is the main issue of the day. And suppose she is wrong. Why don't you read and see what she says? I talked to a salesman from China, and he read the book, and he was impressed by it. He says, I'll check with my some of my people that have influenced me. And I said, you know, I said, they may say this. They may talk against New Age Bible versions. But I said, just ask them if they read it. And so he did. They hadn't read it. And people talk against it without even reading it. And it's got 2,500 scriptures that have been changed into modern versions. That makes this thing a huge issue. Which Bible is God's word? You know, today, last night, I may have read this before, but Dr. Ripplinger put out another book that I've just been reading last night, Which Bible is God's Word? And every time I read her stuff, I am just astounded. And I've read the other writers. But it reminds me of Jesus when they tried to trip him up, the Pharisees tried to trip him up, and they could never do it. And here she answers a lot of questions that people threw at her, and she just answers with them with all kinds of scripture. It just astounds me to read the material. But I want to say today that if you have not got that book, Which Bible is God's Word? It goes through 2,500 verses that are changed and the implications of the changes. And this lady has represented the United States in a World Scholarship Conference. She has written 6 college textbooks, were accepted and got many rewards, but God raised her up to do the research. But she not only is a great researcher, she is a great teacher, because she can take profound subjects and make them very simple. So the purpose is not necessarily to promote her, but you need to read those books if you're a Christian. I am amazed at Bible teachers on television that are supposed to know what they're talking about, and they seem to be totally oblivious of the fact that they're using perversions that throw Jesus out of his own Bible in 100 places in the New Testament alone. I know I repeat myself on this, but I mean, it astounds me. And if that is the case, they should read every book they can get their hands on until they find out what's going on. But you know, from the time of Christ to the present, God's people have had the true text. And some of them had it in different languages, but we have it today that has come down to us in our King James Bible, and that's what this program is all about. Now, one of the most recent books she has put out is called Hazardous Materials, and I find it an astounding work. And I have read these other writers. If you've ever studied this subject, you know some of the men that I have just mentioned, and they're the leading writers, but this is an amazing book, and she goes into the dictionaries that they use for the modern versions and who wrote them and what they believed and where they got their information from. And yet you can understand it and why any preacher would not read some of these books. Read all sides of the issue. I'll tell you, that's what I've been doing, because I've been teaching young men that are going into the ministry for the last 30 years, and I got to get it right, because I'm going to answer to the Lord for what I teach. And I tell you, it made a believer out of me. And this book is called Hazardous Materials, and you can look it up on the internet, and you can order that book, and you ought to read the book, because it's about 1,200 pages of information, and you can understand it. And I think the New Age Bible versions, it was like a atom bomb down the devil's smokestack. And she is pulling the roof off of the devil's workshop. And this one, Hazardous Materials, is like a hydrogen bomb down a smokestack. And God has just simply given her amazing ability. But I'm not saying this just to build her up, but I'm saying that every Christian, God said his word is pure. And you have in some of the fundamental colleges, I call them Dr. Smell Fungus, that are correcting the Authorized Bible, and they don't know what they're talking about. And I've taught in colleges for years, and I know it from personal conversations. And they're correcting the Bible based on their ignorance of the truth, and I say arrogance. The Bible never said, the Bible says, cursed is everyone that putteth his confidence in man. But then it says that, in thy word do I trust. Jesus never corrected the Bible. He never said a better reading is this an unfortunate translation. And he had it. Paul, however, says that there's many that corrupt the word of God. But Paul says we can handle it. James says that we can look at the perfect law of liberty. And I'm not talking about, I hear guys say, we are reverent biblicists with unquestioned loyalty to the originals. Now you tell me what verse in the scripture says anything like that. They're loyal to something they don't have. That's a lot of loyalty, isn't it? That's amazing. The judge says, would you please bring forward the evidence? Well, we don't have the evidence. I don't have to go to Palestine and dig it up, man. I got it right here in front of me. And it's the King James Bible. You know why it's true? Because the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. But God's sheep hear his voice, and so they may be taught something else, but if they're praying and they're reading the Bible, the Spirit of God leads them to the true text. And this happened to me before I understand anything about this. I remember when I was in college, they said the King James was good for its day, and they didn't attack it. But then they said we ought to get a more modern version that up to date. So I was going to use the New American Standard Version. I didn't know where it came from. And so I put the King James down and started to read it. But it just somehow, I couldn't get interested in it. Then I'd pick up the King James, and it just moved me. And then I pick up the New ASV and back and forth, and finally I went back to the King James. Now, this happens because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit of God would lead them, the apostles, into all truth. But he didn't stop there. He said the Holy Spirit would abide with them forever, and he would guide them into all truth and live with them. The Holy Spirit lives in their heart. I remember one day I was in a bookstore, and this elderly lady was asking for a Bible, and she said, yeah, I want one of those older ones, that King James, I want that one. And so afterwards I said to her, I said, why were you using older translation like that? I said, there's a lot of modern ones around, you know, and I said that, and she said, well, I just think it's more true, you know. I think it's true, more accurate. I said, well, why do you think it's more accurate? Why do you think it's true? And she got irritated with me at the question, so I didn't pursue it farther. You know, I'll tell you why she thinks that. She wasn't taught it at church. It's the Holy Spirit of God that is with the saved people, and he bears witness to the true text for the last 2,000 years. And the Holy Spirit will abide with us forever, and he will guide us into all truth. I call people that correct the King James flapdoodles. Say, well, you didn't study the Greek. Yes, I did. I had to do translating. I had a teacher that was a translator of the NIV, and we had a conversation about it. Got a lot of interesting information. I had another teacher that was at Moody Bible Institute. His name, I forget right at the moment. Maybe I'll remember it. But he wrote a book defending the Authorized King James Bible. And so then one day I was reading years later, after I'd gone back to the King James, I was reading in the New American Standard Version. And in there calls Joseph his father in Luke 2:33, which we mentioned many times before. Right in that passage, Jesus corrects Mary for calling Joseph his father. Mary says, your father and I have sought you sorrowfully. Jesus says, I must be about my father's business. I was talking to a preacher, a friend of mine, and he said he was reading Tatian's Diatessaron. What this is all about is Tatian wrote this about 250 A.D., And it was a harmony of the Gospels. And it is well known by textual historians that this backs up the received text of the King James. And he read in there, instead of saying his father and his mother, it says Joseph and his mother, just like the King James Bible says. And in other words, it backs up the King James Bible, this harmony of the Gospels read all over the Middle East. Well, I wanted to talk about another subject, but it seems like my time goes so fast. I simply want to talk about Jesus and his love for you as a Christian. And Jesus' love for us is shown by our forgiveness. And in this context, he's telling husbands how to treat wives. And so he talks about Jesus, how Jesus is for us. Jesus forgives us. And the Bible says that he is able to keep you from falling, present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Jesus is going to meet me at the gate of heaven. And when he meets me, he's going to meet me without any record that I have ever sinned, because Jesus has purged all my sins, wiped out every record of my sins. The devil and his crowd want to bring up your sins again in front of you and torment you with them. But if you have received Jesus Christ, Christ wipes them out. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And then his love is kind to us. He is a very kind person, our Lord and Savior, who is God. And so he not only forgives us, but he is very kind to us. Judas Iscariot was going out to betray him, and yet Jesus didn't rail at him, but he called him friend. And so we have a very kind Savior. And then Jesus' love is shown in his tender-heartedness. When Lazarus had died, before he raised Lazarus from the dead, it says he wept. And the Bible says our great high priest, who is God Almighty, whose name is the Lord Jesus Christ, it says we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. When we hurt, he hurts, because he's the eternal God. His mother can't hear us. She doesn't know how we feel, but the Lord Jesus knows how I feel personally. And I can go to him in prayer, and I can have his comfort, and I experience his comfort over and over again in the Word of God. Jesus Christ is shows his love by being our Savior. And you know, it says he's the Savior of the body, and he takes care of every one of our needs. And because of our sin, there is a penalty, and that is death and hell and judgment. But Jesus, when he died on the cross, he was punished for every sin we ever committed. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. And so when we meet God, we can meet him in joy, because there will not be any record of our sins. He purged our sins. He wiped them out. And so Jesus' love is shown in taking care of every one of our needs. I had in class at Massillon Baptist College, where I taught, I had the class thank the Lord for things. And one lady said, she said her and her husband needed a car, and they just said, "Lord, we need a car. Would you please help us out?" And she said, next morning, somebody drove down from Michigan, and they knocked on the door and said, "Here's the keys to the car. We believe God wanted you to have this car." I mean, this was a direct answer to prayer, and I've experienced direct answers to prayer myself, and Christians could testify of this. So he is a loving Savior. He takes care of everything in our body and in our life. He shows his love in every way. He shows his love by nourishing us. He tells us he loves us through the Word of God. He shows us his love by cherishing us. He treats us with great value. He values us. It says, "Feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his blood." He puts his own blood as the value on us, and we are his pearls, that he cares. And he said, "I'll never leave you, for I am persuaded," God says, "neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come shall separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." He says, "Whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. I'll never kick you out." What a loving Savior we got. And he loves you. He knows your name. And he one day will come for you and be with you forever. God bless you so much.
You have been listening to Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman. If you enjoyed today's program and would like to receive a free brochure that lists 100 references where the name of Jesus has been omitted from modern versions, we invite you to drop us an email at sos1611@gmail.com. That's sos1611@gmail.com. Where is God's Word is sponsored by the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, located at 12385 Chamberlain Road near Aurora, Ohio. Pastor Murray Bay and the congregation cordially invite you to worship with them. Sunday morning services are held at 10 and 11 a.m. For directions or more information, please call 330-562-6600. That's 330-562-6600. Or write to the Mantoway Country Baptist Church, 12385 Chamberlain Road, Aurora, Ohio, 44202. Tune in again next week at this same time for another edition of Where is God's Word with Bruce Musselman.